Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the What We Said podcast. We're here. Happy Tuesday. And I hope you guys are ready for a mouthful.
You know we're ready to chat, ladies. First of all, we have to start by telling you guys we're going on a little mini tour.
Woo woo!
This is very exciting.
I'm not going by train.
Yeah, we'll be traveling by plane, but we're so excited. This is our first time. So we've done a few live shows. They've always been in LA.
Yeah, just two, actually.
Just two, yeah. And then we kind of did a show in Utah, but it wasn't really a show. It was just speaking at a conference. So it really was not the same thing. But we're doing live podcast shows in Dallas.
I have the butterflies right now thinking about it.
I am beyond excited. So we wanted to talk about it on the podcast because we haven't at all. And we want to give you guys the last chance to get your tickets. So as it stands right now, we are doing a show in Dallas, Texas, November 18th. Okay. And it's at nighttime and it's at the Texas Theater. So if you're a Dallas girly or if you're anywhere near there and you want to come, that's the info for that. Salt Lake City, Utah, December 8th at the Depot. The tickets are sold out for that one at the moment.
Sorry, ladies. So stay tuned, okay?
Stay tuned if we can figure something out. But for right now, they are sold out. And I was absolutely shocked at how fast they went.
Our Salt Lake, wow, you guys really showed up. And honestly, Dallas and Phoenix, you guys need to step it up a little bit.
You do. Our Phoenix, Arizona show.
Our hometown.
Hometown is December 11th, and that's at Stand Up Live. Did I say that Salt Lake is December 8th? I don't remember if I said that. Anyway, Phoenix show, December 11th. And once the tickets, I mean, this is obvious, but once the tickets are gone, they're gone. So if you're interested at all, go to our Instagram. I have a highlight on there that's called Live Shows, I think. So go to that if you want links. I've been like posting the links on the stories a few times. So you did it first and then
I'm taking all the credit for it.
No. I just keep remembering and then I'm like, wait, because people will DM and they're like, wait, how do I buy tickets? And I realize it's not in our bio anyway, whatever.
Yes, so we'll have it in the show notes.
Yes, we'll have it in the show notes. So definitely go and check that out if you're interested. Also, if you want to bring a friend, your spouse, a boyfriend, your mom, whoever, or come alone, because a lot of people actually have come to our shows alone and they've been like, it was so fun and everyone was so nice. I literally made like so many just friends around me. Like,
don't be afraid to come alone.
Yes. You know what?
Make a date night out of it with yourself.
Yes. We pride on ourselves on having the nicest, coolest community at our shows. I just feel we always get so nervous and then we go on stage and we're like, you guys are just the
best
besties. People. Yeah. Our literal best friends. So if you come alone, like, I have full confidence that everyone will be so nice and it will be a welcoming environment. And also, if you're coming with a friend, you happen to see someone alone, make sure and just like make them feel welcome, you know?
Yes.
It's going to be a room full of all of our best friends.
All of our Valley girls. We're literally going to the valleys.
Yes.
Is Dallas a valley?
Not sure.
Stay tuned.
It is in my heart. So yeah, get your tickets.
Anywhere is a valley.
Get your tickets for our show.
Sign up. Well, today's episode, we are talking about pop culture because we did this a while ago and we haven't done it in a minute. And there's a trend going around on TikTok and it's called like pop culture moments that altered my brain chemistry. And it's pretty much people just talking about like these pop culture moments that they remembered that for some reason are like core memories to them.
Yes.
So we wanted to share some of our own and we also wanted to just, you know, give a little pop culture rundown because sometimes, as you guys know, and as you guys are not afraid to tell us, we chit chat a lot about like shows that we're watching or, you know, certain situations and we never feel like we have enough time.
Yeah.
So we gave ourselves a whole spanking hour.
Yeah. To just talk about recent pop culture moments that we've loved, recent updates of things.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you have any like life updates that have nothing to do with pop culture?
You know what? I feel like all of my life updates kind of do have to do with pop culture.
Okay.
So I went to the Harry Styles concert.
Mm.
And
as if I had don't know. I'm like, oh, interesting.
Interesting. It was so fun and amazing. And Harry is
daddy,
the icon of our generation and daddy and mommy. He is perfect. Like, I love him so much. And I literally did not feel worthy to be there because I'm not one of those people. I was talking about this actually in my vlog about Taylor Swift too. Like, I'm not really a diehard fan of many artists at all. Like, I like a lot of people, but I don't have someone in particular that I'm like obsessed with. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even feel worthy to be at this concert. Like,
yeah.
I'm very excited, but I don't know like every single thing about Harry Styles. You know what I mean?
But someone listening that's just like a Harry Styles stan, they're like,
they will hate me. And fandoms are scary too. Like, they're probably gonna literally.
No, I mean, you can't help it.
I can't help it. I had to go. No, but I got invited with the brand Way, which is a hair brand, and I love them in general. Like, they're such a great brand, and I was just so excited and honored to go. But I will say, for all you Harry stans out there, it did make me fall in love with him to the point where now, like, that's all I've been listening to the past 2 days is Harry.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. I actually know a lot of his other albums. I wasn't as familiar with this one. Like, I didn't know every single song. I knew some of them.
Yeah.
But I did my due diligence. I prepped beforehand. I was like listening to the album on that's repeat. Good. And then afterwards, I had this newfound like obsession.
That's always how it is. You're just like, you listen to a song that you heard at the concert. It takes you back to that moment that they're singing it. And it just makes the song a million times better.
Yes. And as for a quick Kendall update, because I would be, you know, silly not to give one. Because I posted about this on TikTok briefly, but I got my hair done by Reagan, who does Kendall Jenner's hair. She's been doing her hair for the past few months. And I actually like know Reagan previously because almost a year ago I got my hair done by her. She styled it for a photo shoot and like I had found her on Instagram. And more recently she's been doing Kendall's hair. And you know what? We chatted. We did have a chat. Okay, ladies. And there's not too much tea, but let's just say We had a chat, okay, me and Reagan, and about the sitch a little bit. And it was just so wild being like, oh, you are actually a very close, like, I don't know, you're in close proximity. You have literally been
as close as it could possibly get.
Right. Like, you've been styling her hair multiple times literally the past few weeks. And now you're styling mine.
Yeah.
And then people are like, did you now copy Kendall? Because like I did the slick back look. I'm like, yep.
Yes.
And that's what Reagan said. She's like, well, now we're actually going to copy Kendall and do one of the looks I've like done on her. And I was like, great.
Well, it's laid.
Yeah. And I cannot even describe to you guys, like, I don't get my hair and makeup done very often, especially the combo.
Yeah.
Like, never.
No.
And
I've never in my life had that combo.
It is like, I've been saying this to Chelsea the past few days. I'm like, it's all adding up why these like big influencers or big celebrities, like they really just look stunning all the time. Like, they have that plus a stylist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all adding up. Okay. Yeah. Because I've never felt more confident than I did that night.
Yes.
Because it's like they do things that you can't do on your own.
Oh, yeah.
I could.
And they also, you know what, as you're saying that, they also see things that you wouldn't see in your own face. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like to somebody else, they're like, oh, you have the most beautiful eyelids or you have the most beautiful eyebrows. Let me accentuate them.
Right. Yeah.
But I wouldn't know that. I'm just trying to focus on getting my eyeliner.
100%.
Symmetrical.
Yeah. They really did something. They just pulled some sorcery. Like, I loved the look. It was so fun. And yeah, it was just a very fun night. I felt very spoiled and very lucky and grateful to be there. And
did you see Olivia?
Olivia. No, Wilde? No.
Yeah. Oh.
I did not.
Interesting.
Very rude of her.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did not see her. But I won't go into heavy detail, but I will. No, I won't, because it's like, what am I supposed to say other than he was amazing? He legitimately is such a star on stage.
Yes.
It's like he just has the it factor, you know? So it was really, really fun to watch.
Ugh, and I wish I was there.
Yeah, it kind of did make me want to be in my concert era more, to be honest with you, because concerts are really fun.
It's like I was saying after the BTS concert, it's like literally life-changing.
It is.
You just like walk out and you're just like, oh, I feel rejuvenated. And you're with so many people. There's something about being in a room with that many people all liking the same thing and like singing and dancing. There's something about it.
Yes. 1,000,000%. It's magic. It's so fun. It really is. It's like a certain type of magic. Anyway, that's I mean, I feel like that's kind of pop culture, you know? But that's my life update. Other than that, I just wanted to talk about the patient.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have any life updates?
I have two.
Okay.
I have, and they're both relating to periods. So buckle up, gentlemen, if you're listening.
Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
The first is that this is the first period. So I got a menstrual cup a long time ago. I was actually doing like a brand deal with a period company, product company. And they'd sent me a menstrual cup and I only tried it. And then I got pregnant like right after they had sent it to me. Mm-hmm. So I had put it in and taken it out just so I could like talk about the experience for the brand deal.
Yeah.
But I never actually used it in my during my period. So I've had like 3 periods now since postpartum. And I used a menstrual cup this last period. And I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. Well, I do know because it's spooky. It seems very spooky to like stick a cup up there. And our friend was like, wait, you just stick a cup in your underwear? I'm like, no. You put it up. Like you have to, you know.
You put it up the vagine.
Yes. You put it up there. It sits at the bottom of your cervix, collects the blood, and then you empty it out. But there's no odor because the blood never touches oxygen. So apparently that means that it never stinks. So like, you know, like the period smell, unfortunately.
Of like taking out a tampon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like when you're on your period, you just have like, there's just a smell of what's it called? Menses?
I have no idea.
That's what the blood is called. Anyways, it was great. I swear it like made my cramps non-existent. Any cramps that I would have had. And you only have to change it like once or twice a day. I mean, I don't sleep in mine, so. I changed it once during the day, but it was just, if you've been on the fence about it, you guys, you have to try it.
Kristen's been saying this for years.
For years?
Kristen, yeah. She's been like, you need to get a menstrual cup.
Really?
I'm like, I'm terrified.
Yeah, it's not as scary as you think.
Well, that's good. Good to know. No, that's I'm definitely
from me,
trying
baby.
It. I am 100% trying it.
Yeah.
Specifically because I am very curious if it helps my cramps because my cramps are brutal.
Well, also it's supposed to, so a tampon will absorb all of the fluids up there, including like your natural fluids up there. I don't know what the right verbiage is, but a menstrual cup just collects it. So it doesn't like absorb anything that it's not supposed to be absorbing.
Here's the thing. People say that like your periods should not be super painful. Like it's not normal.
Yeah.
And if they are, again, I'm not going to pretend I'm so educated on this, but I think if they are, it could be because of like certain things like, hormonal imbalance or like PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting confused because I got my hormones checked. They were all completely normal.
Yeah.
I like went to fertility doctors and they were like, no, you don't have PCOS. Like
you don't have endometriosis.
Yeah. Like they PCOS, were saying like, you don't have any of those signs of that. But my periods are like very painful.
Really?
But I'm like, yeah. But then I have a lot of friends who are the same way. So I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe it is
normal.
Just normal. But then everyone's like you should not have to live with like that. Like if your cramps are horrible, there's a reason and it's not normal. Like you should not be dealing with that. And I'm like,
that's what I've heard.
I've been dealing with that since I got my period. I can remember maybe having one period that was like, I was kind of like, oh, that wasn't like actually horrible. But every single.
Since you were a teenager?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I've like stayed home from school because of it. Like, yeah, I've had.
Well, I know. I don't know. I'm acting shock. I know this about you.
I'm
like, oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's brutal. And I'm
that actually is really brutal.
But then, I don't know. I'm just like confused because I'm like, so what is the reason then? health tampons. Stuff? Hold on. Health stuff.
Haven't
is,
you been using tampons since the moment you since started? Since the your moment. Period?
So I'm like, maybe the menstrual. That's, no, I have. So I'm curious if it would help it at all. I've literally never not worn a tampon. I've never like just worn a pad or something. Like I always just wear tampons. I just want to give a quick shout out to anyone who's having health issues. It's so annoying and frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
When I've been having my allergic reactions, like the, just this infertility, it's like those are the most annoying moments of my whole life.
Yeah.
When you can't pinpoint what it is.
Yes.
And you go to doctors and they're like, everything's normal. Like, I don't know. It is so annoying.
No,
frustrating.
It's true. It really is frustrating. And it's like very lonely as well.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to describe it to people and they're like, okay, deal with it. And you're like, no. This is like life altering.
Yes. It truly is.
Yeah.
It's something. Anyway, if you're dealing with anything like that with your health, I'm here with you. I see you.
You're seen.
You are seen, queen.
Well, the other thing that I've been doing is what we've been talking about, but I've been putting it to the test, the cycle syncing your workouts. So I've only been doing it for probably now exactly one whole cycle, maybe not even. But basically, it's as a recap, during like your menstrual cycle, which is when you're on your period, you do certain exercises where I can't even remember exactly because I literally have to look it up every single day that I go to work out. Like, what phase am I in and what am I supposed to do?
Do you want me to tell you?
Oh, sure.
I have them written down.
Yeah.
Okay. Menstrual phase. I mean, these might vary person to person.
Yeah.
This is from the
It's like ideas to do.
Ideas,
right?
Yes.
It's like you don't have to do all of these when you're on your period.
So when you're on your period, yoga, mat Pilates, walking, and just resting.
Mm-hmm.
Follicular phase, cardio, hiking, weights, longer runs, dancing. Ovulatory phase. Oh, cool. Aren't there four phases?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I accidentally.
Ovulatory and then premenstrual.
Shiz, I don't have the premenstrual one. Ovulatory is HIIT, interval sprints, like tennis, sports, kickboxing, circuit training, stuff like that. And then very unfortunately, I do not have that one screenshotted. So
premenstrual. I think it's like, I want to say it's like swimming and Pilates.
Pilates is definitely on there. Let me see this. No, I can't. I can't get into that right now on Google because I feel like it won't be
I've
accurate.
Looked at a couple. I feel like you can just do it. You can find it with like a quick Google if people are really.
Can?
Yeah. You can Google like cycle syncing workouts, what to do.
Yes.
Type in some keywords
this
there.
This girl that I saw on TikTok is like coming out with a cycle syncing app. So with like all these ideas or like guides on what to do basically, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I definitely would love to use that. Her name is Sarah Catherine. She said, my cycle syncing platform launches November 1st with follow along workouts specifically for all of it.
I think that's who I saw on TikTok. And I think she has guides.
Cool.
Like in her bio or something. But yeah, I've been trying to do it at the gym. Like I specifically went to a gym that I knew had all of these different things because I was ready to start my cycle syncing journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been swimming. And then like on certain days, I'll do like the 12:33 when it's like hiking. Like I'm in my, what's it called? What did you just say? Follicular?
Oh, luteal is the other one.
Oh, is that right before your period?
Yeah. It's right before the menstrual. Okay, wait. It said that, no, all it says is energy levels may be low. Doing light to moderate exercises may be best. But I think Pilates is in there.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, sorry.
And then I'll do like the 12:33.
Oh,
it's like a TikTok workout that I've seen a couple times. Pretty much you just do like a 12 incline for 30 minutes on a 3 miles per hour.
Don't let anyone fool you. It's freaking hard.
Yeah, it was not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
It is
but
so
it,
hard.
It is like a hiking. So I did that like for the hiking part of it.
Yeah.
And other days I'll do like the weights or sometimes I'll go do yoga or like on a mat, like in the yoga room. And I swear like. Maybe everything's just aligning, so it might not just be this, but I've felt so good this month. Like physically, I feel like it's actually helped me relieve stress. And I just feel like my body has like let go of a little bit of stress. And my period was not bad this month. Like I was prepared for a doozy because the last two have been a little bit of a doozy. So it was, my cramps were not that bad. It wasn't like super gnarly or anything like that. And yeah, I really like it so far. It is, I think once I get the hang of it and I don't have to like look it up every single time, but I've also been like just really loving swimming. It's been so just nice and relaxing because I can't listen to music.
Mm.
So it's like very meditative as well.
That is. I've never like swam as an exercise really, you know, since I was like younger.
I will say if you didn't like do swim team or something, it would be kind of hard to like, I just know all these workouts from swim team that I do. Like, so I use the flippers and the like fins and the kickboard. So I know like these workouts to do, but
so
I'm
you're
like,
not just like swimming laps. You're doing like specific workouts.
Well, it's like laps. It's like drills. So it's like I'll hold the kickboard and just do kicks.
Gotcha.
Legs. And then I'll do like 100, which is like four laps of something. And then I'll do four laps of something else. And then
gotcha.
It's just to switch it up. So I'm not literally just doing freestyle for 30 minutes, but it's been kind of nice to just, it's also very refreshing.
Yeah, I bet.
So yeah, I've liked that a lot. And I think it's good for your joints as well because it's not so impactful, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are pretty much all my life updates. Everything else has been good. I'm ready to talk about pop culture.
Me too.
I'm ready to talk about The Patient.
Okay, let's talk about The Patient really quick. We won't spend too long on this, especially if you like haven't watched it. But if you are watching it or if you want to, we're going to be spoiling it completely. So
every last bit.
Every last detail. So just keep scrolling along, skipping along. But basically, I'm not going to go through like the whole plot of it, but just to give you, if you're like lacking complete context, but you still are interested in hearing it, it's a limited series on Hulu. Starring Steve Carell and
our king.
He is so good in it. My gosh,
he's so good in everything.
He is just everything.
Yeah,
and it's about he is a therapist and his client ends up like kidnapping him essentially and keeping him in the basement. And he finds out that the client is a serial killer and
the patient.
Yeah, the patient. The patient is a serial killer and he's holding Steve Carell in his basement. Hostage basically, like with literal chain to his foot, like, and he just has this very small space that he lives in, just like with a bed and a side table. And he wants therapy from him basically to stop himself from killing people. Like, he wants to get better, but I don't really know why he decided to do that. Like, he felt like that was the only way to like have someone constantly giving attention to him, like in this setting.
Mm-hmm. He was just going to regular appointments. He decided it wasn't enough, so he decided to kidnap the man and keep him hostage. And his mom lives in the house.
Okay, and that was a very weird element. And the mom like knows. And
yes,
she's
the mom
fine
knows everything. And she's like weirdly normal, but like weirdly creepy. It's also just an emotional trip because they make you like grow, I wouldn't say fond of the patient who's also a serial killer, but it like humanizes him so much. And you're like kind of, you're like, well, I don't want you to like die, but I also like don't want you to get away. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like it makes you not know what you want. Like,
yes.
You definitely want him, the patient, or not the patient. What is his name in the show? Dr. Strauss?
Yeah. Alan,
yeah. It makes you, like, obviously want him to get out and go see his family again. But let's skip to the end because
let's just give away the ending and talk about the last.
Wait, I want to know what your initial thoughts of the ending were. Were you mad afterwards? What were your thoughts?
I had very mixed feelings. I was like, no, like, you're kidding. That's really how it ends. Like, and then I kind of marinated on it and I was like, you know, I had a lot of thoughts. So basically at the end, the patient, Sam, he does end up killing Steve Carell. Like, he literally murders him. And, sorry, what?
No, I was just going to say, but in a way where it's like, it's kind of frustrating because, but also, not satisfying. That's a horrible word to say. But Steve Carell basically is like, okay, I'm not going to stay down here any longer. Because he's kind of been like, I don't really want to kill this guy, but like, I want to get out. And then he kind of comes to the conclusion, this guy's not ever going to let me go.
Yeah.
So I have to like make an effort to get out. And if I die trying, then I die.
Right. And he does.
Yeah. So then he like holds the mom hostage. Like, I'm going to kill your mom unless you like call the police and turn yourself in. And Sam's like, you're not going to kill her. I know you're not. But like, you can tell Sam's like, no, like, I don't want this to happen.
Yeah.
So it's like this very suspenseful, emotional moment. And you're just like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like,
same.
What is going to happen? Like, please just call the police.
I know.
Please just turn yourself in. But you also, it's like, I don't know.
So he does end up killing the therapist. And it's like, oh, just so...
A little too much.
Yeah, it was devastating. Like, it was so sad. But then afterwards, like, how it kind of comes to an ending is, first of all, before, like, he had suspicions that he might die during this situation, the therapist. So he wrote letters to his kids and he had kind of a strained relationship, especially with his son towards like this time of his life. And while he was like kind of, I guess, the beautiful part of it or, you know, the story was that while he was locked up in that basement, like, he had so much time to think and he realized like what the most important things in life were to him. And a huge part of that was like he wanted to mend his relationship with his son. And so he like wrote him this long letter that was just like, I love you. And
really quick, when he had that moment of like, he said, I don't remember to, and then the dream or whatever to his dead therapist when he like had these visions, he was saying like, I just realized I've been giving more empathy to this serial killer.
Right.
And then giving him more forgiveness than my own, than to my own son. And he had this moment of like, I've been literally, am I the asshole? Yes. Like, yeah, he had that moment of like, I'm the one who's been
like, I'm
judging.
A part of this problem, mm-hmm. like a huge part of this problem. Yeah. So he wrote letters to his kids and everything. And then he ended up dying. And then at the very end, Sam, the patient, the serial killer, chains himself up to the bed and like gives his mom the key and is basically like punishing himself, like being like, I need to, you know. And Leif was saying like it, his takeaway from that was like, it took like killing someone that he actually loved to like make him understand that like he really does not want to do this anymore.
And it was like poetic in a way of, I really liked the ending. Like, not that I liked the result of it necessarily, but I liked how it played out where it wasn't like all tied up in a bow. Like everything's perfect. Everything ended.
Like he got out.
And yeah, exactly. He went to jail and he came, became 100% better. It was like a realistic, emotional, like, ending. Of, like, somatically, theatrically, like, a good ending, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, he was saying to Sam, and he was being truthful, the only way you're going to get better is if you literally go to jail. Like, if you are physically stopped from doing this again.
Right.
And then it was like he, yeah, like you said, he killed him. He really liked him. And then he was kind of just maybe sad and, like, punishing himself. And then also taking his advice of—
Right. Like I need to be physically stopped.
Yeah. And giving it to his mom who his, and then his, it was also full circle for his mom. And it was just, I liked the ending.
Yeah.
I was sobbing and I was literally like, are you kidding me? Why, like, why did he have to die when he was in the dream? And he saw, like, I was like,
I thought
oh,
that was
cool.
real. It was after. Yeah.
They really played you.
They played
that
me.
Was
that
was a
one.
Good, like, that was a good twist.
It threw
because
it, off. Yeah.
It was him at his family's dinner and they're like, oh, while you were away. And so you're like, oh, this is like in the future when he's, back with his family and he looks around the table and he sees like his friend who's dead and he's his dead friend is sitting at the table and he kind of looks at him like, why are you here? And then it like goes to like he's dead.
Yeah.
And
oh, so sad.
It was so sad and very graphic.
Okay. Do not watch the show. Well, we've already given away the whole thing. But
they're like, now we want to watch it.
But don't watch the show unless it is very dark.
It's extremely dark.
It's extremely dark. It's
extremely
graphic. It is like, wow. Like, I wouldn't watch something like that again, but I did love the show. It was just a lot.
Like, could we do without the graphicness?
Yeah, it was a lot. But I will say the last thing is it almost left on this weird, like, cliffhanger in a way. His son was, like, in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did he ask? The therapist asked something and his response was, like, weird. Like,
well, he was just like, he was saying, like, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I think he just said, I, and then it cut off. And I think it was just like, probably again, full circle closing it up because his dad was a therapist and he had always like had a strained relationship with his dad. But then he ended up going to therapy, which he probably didn't ever go to before. But now that his dad's dead, who was a therapist, he's now in therapy. And he's like, okay, I guess I'll give this
maybe
a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like almost like a continuation, like a.
Well, I just didn't like that part because to me, I'm like. Like Leif and I were discussing and we were saying sometimes these days it's like people are trying to get a little too artsy. It's like just wrap up the story and like why do I have to like make this whole like let me think so deeply about what that could mean. And you literally have to like look up things on the internet. It's like what did this part mean? It's like just tell us the story. Like
yeah.
So they're like I didn't like that it ended off with him being like I because I'm like what was he going to say? Like it kind of annoyed me.
I kind of liked that though. You know what? I think the thing is sometimes when shows are too much like that, where it's just like too straight up, I'm like, oh, I wanted a little like unsuspecting.
But I think there were a lot of like elements that were unsuspecting that were left unsettled. Like, I feel like.
I know. That's why I liked it.
Yeah. The fact he died was enough. Like, I'm saying there were enough already. We didn't need the additional like.
Yeah.
I like, what are you going to tell us? I almost thought there was gonna be a season two. I'm like, oh, is he gonna say
something?
I don't
think it was like a drop off where he was going to like drop a bomb of like, I'm.
It seemed like that to me.
Really?
That's the vibe I got is that he was about to drop a bomb. Like the way he hesitated and was like, maybe it's that it was his first time in therapy. So he was like nervous, but I'm like, cool. Leaves us on a cliffhanger. You already left us on a million cliffhangers. Like, why do we need this one as well?
I didn't think that. I thought that it was just like he, it wasn't going to show him. It was a good place to end where he wasn't like, I grew up in Idaho. It's like, that would be weird to like cut it off after like, I grew up in. I think it was just showing that he was like about to open up and like change his own life as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, I think it would have been better if he was in the therapist's office and it still had the same concept, but it was like literally just that. It was like him being like.
That would be a weird ending to end after I grew up in whatever.
No, I never said I grew up. No. I'm saying don't say a word. Like basically have the therapist be like, well, like thanks for coming in. Oh,
you're saying you should have cut off right before he said I.
Yes. Like the I is bugging me so bad. Like don't say I. I'm saying he should have been in therapy. They could have kept the little conversation and then it should have ended with the therapist being like, thank you for coming and like now I'm ready to hear your story. Done. Like, I don't want like, I killed my dad too. Like, I'm just like, what was it? You know what I'm saying? I got that vibe from it. I really did. I'm gonna need to rewatch that last thing because maybe I'm just remembering it incorrect. But I remember thinking,
well, that's how you interpreted it. That's how you interpreted it.
See?
For sure.
And that's what I don't like is like, why is there even room for all this interpretation? Like, just tell us what happened.
You're going to have to take this up with the producer of the show because I.
Not think, on my watch. Yeah.
No, literally, he goes in and edits the last eye out.
Don't get me wrong. I like when things have like a deeper meaning and stuff. Like, I felt like Don't Worry, Darling was a lot like that.
Yeah.
And I liked, even like you said, even though he died and I hated that he did, I did like that it. In the end was what mended his relationship with his kids. And like, maybe he wouldn't have had that. Like, I understood parts of it.
It seemed like way more realistic to me of like something. I mean, the situation is very rare.
Yeah.
That he would kidnap his literal therapist. But it seemed like a realistic ending. Like, I just hate when certain things end.
And just like perfect.
And they like don't actually die. You know, it's like he chokes him and then he wakes up.
That's like, actually what I thought was going to happen. I legit thought, I was like, oh, he can't be dead.
I know. And it's like you kind of hope for that. And that's like what's so good about it. It's like you're hoping. You're on the edge of your seat hoping.
No. I get it. And I'm with you up until the eye.
Okay.
I will need to be rewatching that part. Okay. Anyway, should we move on? It's been a minute.
Screaming. People probably are like, you guys have made us want to watch The Patient now because we're like so passionate about it and we literally spoiled everything.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could still watch it.
Yeah.
Take it from me. I read the last line of every book and I still like the
just
book.
Just watch the last eye and tell me what you think, you guys.
Just fast forward to the very last like minute. Oh, man.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about Steve Madden. You guys know Steve Madden. They have really, really cute shoes. You guys know that. But Steve Madden, your favorite footwear brand for over 30 years, has also now launched apparel. You can shop the full collection at stevemadden.com. You can see that they have a lot of like new tops and shirts, bottoms. They have jeans, pants, skirts, jackets, coats, dresses to pair with your cute little shoes. So I have loafers I got from Steve Madden a while ago. I wear them all the time. You've seen them on my Instagram. They're black. They're chunky. They're really cute. And I also just got some like, I don't know if chunky is the word, but platform heels that are black. And they kind of remind me of like doll shoes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're so cute and just perfect for like a winter's night out to pair with a pair of tights or something. And yeah, Steve Madden's got your back for this upcoming season.
They also have some really cute blazer options, which a blazer is just a staple for this time of year, whether it's fall, winter, whatever. You can throw a blazer over anything and it just makes you look cute and they have a ton of options. So definitely go check that out. So you can now get ready for any occasion and head to toe Steve Madden. They've got you covered from apparel, footwear, handbags, accessories, jewelry, watches. They literally have everything now. And they have some really cute, like trendy stuff, you know, patchwork, denim, oversized suiting, bras and corsets, puffers. We love a puffer moment. So use code WHATWESAID20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Visit www.stevemadden.com and use code WHATWESAID20 for 20% off your next purchase. Promo code excludes pre-order items. Go check it out, guys. Hair is so much more than physical appearance for women. It shapes our relationship with ourselves from the inside out. It defines our identity, self-image, self-confidence. Female hair loss is a reality for millions of women, yet most are reluctant to discuss it publicly. Nutrafol is looking to unite and support women through the personal impacts of female hair struggles like thinning and shedding by creating a space to connect, share, and bond with others. Podcasts are obviously all about talking, and Nutrafol would like to open up a larger conversation through real women sharing real stories about how their hair struggles have impacted them. I think this is really amazing because there are a lot of things in life that have been considered taboo for a while, I think. And this is one of them. Female hair loss, hair thinning. It can be something that people just don't want to chat about publicly, which I totally get. But I love that social media, you know, and through the internet, we can like come together and talk about this and many other type of topics that have been taboo in the past so that you don't feel less, you know, you feel less alone.
When I was about 4 months postpartum, I started losing a lot of hair. And I kind of had my first glimpse into actually losing hair. I've always had thin hair my whole life, but you don't realize how much it affects like your mental health and your confidence, but it's so special to you. So it's kind of a struggle you don't have to go through alone. I know like I would be taking a picture or something and or notice in a video like, oh my gosh, I'm just so self-conscious about my hair. I can tell that it's getting super thin. And then I could talk to my mom about it because she had some hair loss after like a stressful situation. There's so many different things that can cause hair loss. So if we can talk about with each other, we can know that we're not struggling alone. So let's talk about it. Your hair story could help another woman. You can join the conversation at shedthesilence.com. That's shedthesilence.com. Go check it out.
I have so many other things to talk about.
I know, we're screwed. Okay. We always are.
I'm going to say some of the few things in my past that have stuck out to me. Did you write down any of like when you were like younger?
No.
Okay, well, I have a feeling we'll have similar ones.
Okay, I'm ready.
And then we also asked you guys about...
I knew nothing about pop culture growing up, so...
Okay.
It's good.
Okay, the first one that came to mind... Once I started thinking about these, like, the floodgates were open.
Yeah.
Finding out Metro Station was actually, like, Mitchell Musso's brother and Miley Cyrus's brother.
Okay, that's ringing a bell. But yeah. That's not, like,
shake,
a core...
Shake, shake, you know, oh, Metro Station?
Of course,
That... Those two guys are Miley Cyrus's older brother and Mitchell Musso from Hannah Montana's older brother together.
Okay. I didn't know that. That's not a core memory for me, but that is something
familiar. Finding out that that's who it was, I was like, huh? I just remember that so like, wow. Wrecking Ball. When that Wrecking Ball came out and it was like, Miley was like, what is happening? She shaved her, or she like cut her hair short.
I wonder if looking back that if it would be that crazy now. Or, I mean, it was at the time 100%. But I'm wondering, like, if I'm looking at the Wrecking Ball photo shoot now, is it still super, like, scandalous and stuff, you know?
Wasn't she naked or was she not completely naked? I feel like she was just wearing, like, a tank top. It's like, I see people wearing that around LA and underwear and tank top all the time.
No, literally, she's wearing, like, Skims. Look.
That was so, like, at the time, she's people wearing were freaking out.
No bra. But, like, she's wearing a tank top and underwear.
And in the music video, when she's singing and she has like the red lips and she has like a little bit of spit.
Okay, I'm not remembering that part.
Okay, I have like seared into my
what's
mind.
What's happening with this? Maybe she was naked.
Yeah, she was naked for some of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then that's still.
And people were just freaking out, especially because she was Hannah Montana. But that's a core memory.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
That altered my brain chemistry. Yes. For sure. Britney Spears shaving her head when I was little.
Yes, that was a huge one.
Like some of these, it's not even like I saw something or like. I was in the moment, but it was like you heard about it from everybody.
Everyone's talking about it. How sad when you really think about it. Like
so
she
sad.
Was just struggling so much. Ugh.
When Teardrops on My Guitar came out, and for us it was in junior high, and the music video for You Belong to Me.
Oh, You Belong to Me was a core memory for sure. The like in the windows.
The girl, the big glasses.
Yep.
Like that created, that was the art piece of our generation.
Totally.
In high school, that you based your entire personality off of that.
Yes.
And Taylor Swift was the moment.
Yeah. The moment.
She still is.
She really has like remained just relevant. A very iconic and relevant figure in pop culture.
Yes.
Or ever since we were so young. Now that we're already talking about Taylor Swift, can we talk about her just like new album and a few thoughts about that?
Sure.
So she came out with Midnights. I like it. It's good. I haven't listened to, again, I'm not like an obsessed Swiftie. I haven't researched or like listened to the entire album a ton. But I wanted to talk about a niche part of it that this one clip on TikTok has been kind of going viral. Have you seen it? It's like
which one?
Where it goes from black and white to color.
No.
It's a TikTok she made, I think. But people are like duetting it. And the common consensus is like, a lot of people are saying it's giving millennial, like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, this is so cringe. Basically, it's all about how it's millennial. That's the moral of the story. And this girl duetted it and was like, sweetie, your age is showing. Like, not it giving millennial.
No.
And I'm like, she is a millennial.
Yes.
And the thing is, Chelsea and I don't even know. We're on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z. We're born in 95. But lately, we just wanted to get into this discussion because this is so interesting.
Infuriating. I think that it's very odd for people to make fun of you for something that like you're trying to do, but that you just are. It's like, oh, you're a millennial. It's like, yes, I am. I was literally born in that year. I can't change that. This is how old I am. These are the things I like. Like people are so, I think especially on TikTok now, the age difference is like something maybe people haven't seen on social media before. Like there are so many people our age on TikTok and there's so many people who are literally 13 on TikTok.
And then there's so many people who are 40 and exactly. 50 and 60. Yeah.
So it's like so obvious when someone's doing something. I feel like millennial stuff is very curated. It's very much like I think of like we were talking about Tyson's episode, like the throwing up the leaves and taking a photo and it's like looking really cute, having everything like themed and you know.
Yeah.
And what is wrong with that?
No.
It's just something we like. And sorry that you guys don't like that now because you're too cool. And that's fine. Every teenager generation goes through that. But just let us be. Let us do our millennial things.
I think it's almost creating this bigger problem with like viewing aging as a bad thing. Like mm-hmm. if something's millennial, it's like,
it's true.
Oh, that's cringe. And that's like not in fashion and something like that. And it's almost demonizing aging. But then also it's like, you can't win because then if you follow more Gen Z type of trends and you're, you know, 38, people are like, oh my gosh, like you're trying way too hard. You're a try hard. You are.
Act your age.
Yeah, act your age. But then they act their age like millennial. It's like, what do we do? And we're on the cusp. So I honestly feel like we can kind of speak to both sides. Like I kind of get, even when people say like it's giving millennial, I'm like, I completely agree. I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
I do get it.
But however, what's so bad about it?
Yeah. Don't like make fun of people for that. It's their age.
And yeah, I think you're right that it makes, I've been seeing a lot of TikToks and just like clips lately of people talking about anti-aging, specifically Jamie Lee Curtis, who is a queen, shall I say. She was talking about how she has kind of pushed against the, I guess, agenda that like you should be doing all this stuff to your face to look younger. And she was like, I did some stuff and I regretted it. And so I never did it again. And she's like, I just like my wrinkles now, like the big wrinkle on my forehead. So scary. Like, and she was like, I've just been trying to embrace it because there's nothing wrong with getting older. Like there's so much obsession with anti-aging and like looking so young, which is fine when you're young. But it's like at a certain point, you get older and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's just something that you should just lean into instead of trying to fight so much against, because it's literally fighting against Mother Nature and like the way that things happen. And again, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do and look how you want to look. I don't care what you do, but I just think
there's also nothing wrong with getting old and having wrinkles. Like,
yes.
That's just a natural part of life.
And like you don't have to feel, at least I've been trying to lean into my millennial a little bit more. I feel there are some moments when I'm like, I catch myself and I'm like, I am chuggy. I'm literally chuggy. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, honestly, I'm liking it and that's fine. And who cares?
It almost feels more authentic too. Like I can think of certain people that I follow that are a little bit more millennial and they just lean into it. And I'm like, it just feels so natural and I don't care at all. And it's almost
something
like
comforting about the chugginess.
It's almost like, no, there's comfort in the chugs. We've spoken on this. Like when I even certain like Orange County moms who are like in, you know, an outfit that is quote unquote giving millennial, I'm like, I want you to make me lunch and I want to come to your home. Like you are very comforting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want you to offer me one of the granola bars in your purses.
Like, yes. Like I know you have Advil for my headache.
Yes. 100%.
And it just feels good. So yeah, basically I just think also to anyone who is Gen Z, like your time will come when the people on the internet are younger than you. And it's like, ooh, you are Gen Z. You are giving Gen Z. And it's mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all get older.
Yes.
So
just go with it.
Yeah.
What's cool is cool. And Someday you'll be vintage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Someday you'll pass Chugi and go till and you'll become vintage.
Exactly.
It's a fine line, but it happens. Okay, I have a couple more.
Okay, let's hear them.
I'll just rattle them off. Tell me yes or no if you remember these.
Okay.
Ashley Simpson lip syncing.
Sounds familiar, but no.
Again, not something I witnessed.
Like she got caught, like she was not doing the right words, right?
Yes, SNL, she was performing and Ooh. It started, the voice track started before she actually started singing and she was like upset. And so it was like the biggest deal though that she got caught lip syncing. And also I think Britney Spears maybe at the same time got caught lip syncing. I want to say this is like 2004 or something.
When they are performing artists, do they always have like a track running behind them? Because sometimes I'm like, wait.
I'm pretty sure.
Just your voice, is it? Live.
Yeah, most of the time it is.
It is just their voice live.
Yes. A lot of times they'll have a track in their ear that says like every three words or something so that they don't forget the words. Or that if they do forget the words, they can like, I'm talking big like pop stars.
I was even wondering that at Harry Styles. I'm like, is this just his legit voice?
Yeah, that's
like,
their voice. That's why it's so like cool to watch them. Because they literally, well, again, not Ashley Simpson, I guess, but in this moment. But I think sometimes if they're sick or something, I think with Ashley Simpson, it was something like that where it's like she's a good singer. She just like wanted maybe nervous. I don't remember.
Oh,
so allegedly.
I would be more nervous to lip sync because I'd be afraid that my lips would not be right on.
I know. That's true.
Gosh.
But anyways, yeah. This one is a little crazy. But do you remember that video of Eddie from That's So Raven like later on in life when he's talking about Raven?
Oh.
And he's like…
Oh, I'm
terrified. Like being kind of creepy. And he's like…
Wait, it's her brother on the show?
No. They're friends on the show. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, Chelsea, and Raven. They're all friends.
Okay, yes, yes. Eddie. Wait, what's the brother? Eddie. Corey?
Corey. Corey in the house.
Yes.
Eddie, like when he got older. This was a couple years ago. Like, it was an interview and they were asking about the That's So Raven set. And he was like, oh, I give Raven like… Blah, blah, blah.
You… What do you mean?
You don't remember that?
No!
I have to show you that video. And it was just like so shocking to people because that was their childhood. And it was, he was basically saying like him and Raven were messing around on the set.
Absolutely.
Allegedly.
Not.
James Charles and Tati.
Of course.
All that James Charles stuff. Like,
bi sister video.
Bi sister. The Jeffree Star of it all. Oh, what a time.
What a time to be alive. That was really wild. You know what's also just a weird moment is like, Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson making that whole documentary and then Shane getting legitimately canceled for life. Like, where is he? He's kind of been coming back here and there.
Yeah, I've seen him a little bit.
I saw one of the pop culture moments that like was on a TikTok I saw that altered someone's brain chemistry, it said, was Shane Dawson proposing on both knees.
Literally. Literally. We're going to jump into an ad real quick. Do you want to know, you want to hear what my biggest flex is, JC?
Yeah. Ooh.
What's that, you may ask? It's another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. If you haven't heard of Shopify, it's what all the cool people are using these days, okay? Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. So whether your thing is vintage tees or maybe you sell recipes online, start selling with Shopify and join the platform, simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. With Shopify, you can create an online store in your vibe, discover new customers, and grow the following that keeps them coming back. I've been using Shopify lately, and let me just tell you, it's the way to go. It's the only way to go.
It is. I've used it for many different little business ventures. We used it for Balanced Boss as well, and it just makes things very streamlined, and it's incredibly easy. So if you're thinking of starting a new business, or if you already have a business and you want to like transfer over to Shopify, I highly, highly recommend. It has all the sales channels sorted so your business keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content, Shopify's got you every step of the way. It's how every minute new sellers around the world make their first sale with Shopify, and you will too. So when you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Go on, try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. You guys can sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/whatwesaid, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/whatwesaid to start selling online today. That is shopify.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
I've been waiting for this one. Turn it up. You guys, we're taking an ad break to talk about Element. L-M-N-T. L-M-N-T, the letters. I have literally, I say that because I've been waiting to do this sponsor because I got this box and it was from Element. And I opened it up. I'm like, oh, interesting. Put the little packet, it's a little like electrolytes packet, into a bottle of water, shook it up, and had the most refreshing, saltiest, best drink of water I've ever had.
Yes. And don't let the saltiness scare you. It's a vibe. Trust me. It's like the perfect amount of saltiness, but it's not savory or something. Like,
no, it's so good.
It's so perfect. This is my favorite electrolyte like drink mix. If you watch my vlogs, you've probably seen me have it many times. I love the lemon lime. That's been my favorite for a long time.
Yeah, I'm actually here to pick a bone with you because when I texted you, I was like, have you tried Element yet? You're like, yeah, I've been drinking it for years. I'm like, oh, why am I just now hearing about it?
Oh, I don't know. You haven't been watching the vlogs, girl.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I've been living the vlog in real life.
True. But it's very important to replenish electrolytes. And this can be if you drink and you have a few glasses of wine or if you're working out, you just want to keep an active lifestyle. You can lose a lot of electrolytes, so it's nice to replenish them. And Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing you don't. And that means lots of salt with no sugar. So this is like the reason I've always loved Element and I've been drinking it for a long time is because I like the ingredients a lot more than other electrolyte drink mixes on the market. And it tastes freaking delicious. It's a very specific taste that I will crave throughout the day. Yes. And I absolutely love it.
I want it right now. My mouth's watering.
Yeah. So it has like no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS, which we love. Electrolytes facilitate hundreds of functions in the body, including the conduction of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. It also can prevent like headaches or muscle cramping or fatigue or like sleeplessness if you have an electrolyte deficiency. So this is like truly one of my favorite sponsors. You guys should definitely, definitely check it out. Right now, Element is offering our listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinklmnt.com/whatwesaid. This deal is only available through our link. You got to go to drinklmnt.com/whatwesaid. Element offers no questions asked refunds. So you can try it totally risk-free if you don't like it. So basically, you can try it totally risk-free, no questions asked. You have nothing to lose. Check it out.
Also, really quick, you got to try watermelon and you got to try the citrus flavors. They're both so good.
Yeah, all of them are real, real good.
Another James Charles one is the Sister Squad.
Of course.
The like Vegas video, the yes. Christmas presents, like that whole thing of the Dolan twins, Emma Chamberlain and James Charles when they were all hanging out. Like that was such a moment.
And it was like everyone thought that Emma and Ethan were dating. Mm-hmm. Still has never been fully confirmed
or denied.
But yeah.
Obviously frenemies. We're getting a little bit more.
I recent. Miss frenemies every day.
Like I was watching frenemies on my like anniversary trip at night. Like that's how much I loved it. Like we were in Cabo and I was like, no, I want to go home and watch frenemies because it was just every week you didn't know what was happening.
It was so good.
Like, and I'm honestly glad they haven't come back because it's just
it wouldn't
like,
be the same. No, just it never will.
Die a hero.
Yeah. And well, they did not die a hero. But
well, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, I mean, I would love to see them mend things, but
right. I just don't think it would ever be the same again.
No,
like,
no, no.
You're right. They need to leave it where they left it.
Yeah.
And it was perfect in its moment. And now
it
it's
was perfect in its own way.
Yeah.
Perfectly imperfect.
Yeah.
The last one I have is David Archuleta losing American Idol.
Ugh. Devastating.
Do you remember watching like the finale of American Idol?
When he was no, but
against the other David Cook and he lost. Okay, he didn't lose. He got second. But it was just like one of those. American Idol used to be like the one and only.
Yes. The one and only singing show.
Yes. And you were literally a star after. Kelly Clarkson. Like
Carrie Underwood.
Daughtry. It was popping out pop stars left and right. So it was like whoever won was like a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, that was devastating for, you know who it was? For the Mormon community.
Yes. For the Mormon teens.
Yes. It was indeed.
I think I called that number to vote like 15 more times than I should have.
I definitely voted for him.
Yeah.
For sure. Can we talk about some recent things?
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about Bella Hadid's spray on dress.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was really, I feel like that will kind of be
one of those moments.
Yeah. One of those moments that people refer back to. Like, I don't want to be like moment in history, but kind of. Like, yes. I genuinely think that that will be a fashion moment.
Yes.
For a very long time.
1,000,000%.
And
so right.
It was really cool, by the way. It was like, I cannot
I still
imagine.
Don't even understand it, to be quite
honest. I
don't
either. How did they do that?
It like turned into a dress. It wasn't just like, oh, paint. It was like all of a sudden turned into a dress.
No, I actually don't get it at
all. It was literally like Cinderella and her fairy godmothers.
Yeah. It was very cool. I can't imagine being in the actual place.
She's
just watching that. I wonder how long that took.
Bella Slays. Did you see her at the Knicks game the other day?
Yes. She is
so, she's so effortless.
Beautiful. Wait, I want to look up how long did it take to spray on the dress for Bella. The process took less than 10 minutes.
Oh, they quick with it.
Wow.
Interesting.
If you haven't seen the video, like you need to go look at it because it's really crazy. Basically, she's just standing there, essentially naked. Like
yeah.
She kind of has...
I think she's like a thong on or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she's like holding her. Anyway, but they are spraying on fabric somehow on her body. And it looks like it's like paint or like, I don't even know,
I don't know.
What. And then it just, yeah, is fabric. And it turns into a dress and they like cut a slit and she's just in a dress. It's pretty incredible. Have you seen that Charli D'Amelio's on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
She's killing it.
She's killing it. I think she got a perfect score last night. Or
she
the night before.
Is doing so well. She really is such a good dancer.
She needs to win.
Yeah. And I saw that Dixie was on Pretty Basic and she was saying that people are like, no, she can't go on the show. She's a dancer. Like, she's too good to go on. And then they're like, but she, what was she saying? Okay, now I'm kind of forgetting exactly what she said. But something about the fact, basically also people say the opposite.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're a TikTok dancer. You're not a real dancer.
Yeah.
And she's saying, now she's proving like, she is very much a
real
dancer.
Incredible. She's actually incredible.
Yeah, she's a very talented, like, girl.
It.
The stuff she's doing is not easy.
No,
at
like,
all.
I was watching some clips of her dancing and I was like, oh, she looks like one of the pros.
Yeah. You know.
So good.
She's very good. I haven't
love
been,
that for her.
I haven't been like watching on TV, but sometimes I'll watch on YouTube or I've seen TikTok clips and stuff and she just looks like she's doing amazing. So I really, really love
would
that.
You ever go on Dancing with the Stars?
I would love that if I was a big enough. Yeah. If
you
I,
would crush it.
If
you
I
would
had,
win.
Oh, thank you. If I had the opportunity, I for sure would do it. But that terrifies me. Like
JC Jenner.
Think about just legally changes my name. Should I? Isn't that possible to do?
Yeah.
Wow. That would be something. I wonder if the Jenners and the Kardashians have like a certain.
A trademark. On
yeah.
Their last
I'm
name.
Not kidding.
Honestly, or, maybe.
I would not be surprised. I would not put it past Kris Jenner. I was actually just thinking
well,
about the
just yawned at the same time.
Because it's contagious. That means we're empathetic.
Aw. Well, one of us is. Who what yawned first?
I don't know.
I literally started yawning and I saw you yawning. And so I think we literally yawned at the same time.
I'm like doing a weird half yawn right now because you said yawn and then my mouth's like, oh, I was just thinking about the fact that Kris Jenner, like the reason her name is Jenner was from Caitlyn Jenner, previously Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
And like, that's not her. It is her name, but it's like.
It's not the one she started with.
Right. What's her maiden name before Kardashian even?
I have no clue.
Because at one point. That's weird to think of.
What's MJ's last name?
At one point, Kris was Kris Kardashian.
Yes.
That's weird.
Remember when she tried to change it back?
No.
Oh, in one of the old Kardashian seasons, she has like a couple episodes where she's like seriously considering changing her name back. But it's when she's literally married to, at the time, Bruce.
I'm dead.
And her kids are like, Mom, are you kidding me? Like, just because they're starting to get famous, she's like, should I change my name back?
That is so
like,
funny.
Mom, you're so thirsty.
Really thirsty for fame. Wait, I'm learning so much. Her last name. So she's her name's Kristen.
Okay.
I
did not know that.
I knew that.
No.
But I knew Kylie's middle name is Kristen.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that was Kris's real name.
I didn't know that.
So Kris's real name is Kristen Mary. I don't know how to pronounce this, but I think it's Houghton.
What?
Houghton or Houghton or something. Or it's H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Houghton?
But in the pronunciation, it looks like it says Houghton. But it could be Houghton. Anyway, Kristen. That is so weird to think of.
Yeah,
because
excuse
looking at
me?
That name just seems like an average Joe.
Yeah.
And then you think of the name Kris Jenner and it's like you're the icon of our world. That is so weird.
What the heck? Wow.
I will say that I have loved specifically Kris on this season of Kardashians.
Yeah.
I think she is so funny.
She is so funny.
And I was actually telling Leif, I was like, you know who she reminds me of? And I was like, your mom. About Leif. Leif's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, that is so weird. I was going to say the same thing.
Really?
In a very specific humor way. Not in the way that she's like a stage mom or something. Like, Leif's mom is not like that at all. And not even in the fancy way. Like, Leif's mom's not super fancy in whatever, how Chris is. But her humor
really
is very similar.
That's so funny.
And I think it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, I just have been dying at her lately. Like, just all her little comments. I'm like, she kills me.
Her and Chloe are the best duo.
Yes.
Because Chloe is just so nice to her, but also just, like, rips her to shreds at the same time. Like, we'll draw a bath for her and then be like, hold on, let me gather the Fs I need to talk to you.
Literally.
And her mom just, like, takes it.
I know.
Oh, I love it.
I don't even care if it's, like, set up bits. I'm like, it's funny.
Yeah.
I love it all.
Yes. Do you have any more, like, recent ones?
Haley on Call Her Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Haley and Selena.
Did you? That's a whole thing.
That's a whole. I don't know if we're ready to go down.
Are we not?
Well, no, I'm ready. I'm like, I'm ready.
Did you watch the interview? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
We have not discussed this.
I feel like it was a while ago. Like,
it kind of was.
I thought she was. I didn't. here's my most toxic trait is I'm too understanding. So whoever I listen to, I'm like, I believe them.
Yeah. No, I'm the same.
I believe you. And I honestly don't think that they have beef.
I don't at all.
But people are like, oh, Selena said this and Taylor Swift songs about Haley. And
here's what I think. I don't think they actually have beef, but I think that the constant comments and the constant like going makes back and awkward. Forth makes it a thing where it's like, okay, I don't hate this girl at all, but like her fans are so mean to me that it's hard not to be like annoyed about that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'll say about the Call Her Daddy interview. I do feel like she's open. She, like, you know, she was great. But I wish that there were more questions about her and about starting Road and about just her growing up and, like, I don't know.
She was like, I'm just a normal girl. Like, I just grew up in New York.
Yeah.
And, like, I just like normal things. Like, I'm just a simple girl. And I'm like, tell me about your morning routine with Justin.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, I want to know about your morning routine. I want to know about when you got the idea for Road and like what it was like starting it and like where you see the brand going and how would you describe like the branding of Road and like what did you kind of want the vision to be and like how was the photo shoot? I'm like, get into the details.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
And like, what supplements do you take? Have you ever struggled with acne? Like, I don't know.
She needs to go on Skinny Confidential.
Yes, they will be. They will ask her good questions.
Will.
And again,
I feel like it was... Again, you want to get the news that people want. Like, people wanted to hear about the Selena thing, but it was kind of just like, okay, nothing groundbreaking. It's like, okay, you didn't
ask her about
whatever. Like, you guys didn't cheat.
You didn't cheat. Okay, cool. Moving on. Cool. And we can still get the bit and you guys can put it on TikTok and it'll get tons of views.
Yeah.
But then also, I would love to know about Haley's personal style and be like, how would you describe
your personal style? So true. You're making style. Points are being made.
And
so why doesn't she come on What We Said?
Exactly. We will ask the hard-hitting questions that are actually about her also.
Yeah.
And that are fun to talk about.
Yes. 100%.
Not talking about your husband's ex.
Yeah.
And another thing was like people have said like, why doesn't Justin talk about this instead? Like, this really isn't your problem. Yes. This isn't really.
Oh, how annoying would it be if people were asking you, like you went on a podcast interview and you started getting asked about Leif's ex?
No, it's like, I don't want to
constantly chat about like this. Five questions in a row.
Yeah. It's like, I'm willing to address it and sure, all we of can your, get the moment.
And not even that, but all of your fans or not all of yours, all of her fans, she had millions of fans. And they're always saying stuff about Leif and her being together.
No, it's again, it's like, it's almost perpetuating the narrative. It's like you should spend 10, 15 minutes talking about that and get the rumors set straight. But then I just would have loved to hear more about her because I actually think that she's like interesting and has a lot more to offer than just talking about her husband's ex.
Yeah.
Like, it's perpetuating a narrative that I don't, to be honest, even care about at this
point. Here's some tea. We have an inside scoop to know that, you know, allegedly, that Selena and Haley, like, there's not beef.
And the pictures prove it, by the way.
And that's not from the Haley side of things. That's from the other side.
Yeah.
And that's what we said.
The tea. But yeah, I think the photos kind of proved that. It's like, when we took a photo together, they like hugged and you could tell they like each other. It's not.
And that is allegedly how it's been the whole time. They talk and like, then there's a story and they're like, what? It's like,
I feel
she
like,
left the restaurant. It's like, no, we literally talked.
Yeah, I feel like that moment was necessary. Like, yeah. I really actually hope that it does stop the hate a lot.
They're both, like,
icons.
Genuinely the most beautiful, like, outside and inside.
Yes.
Because I love Haley. I also love Selena.
Yes.
Selena slays in everything she does. She's the most beautiful, kind-hearted. Like, I cannot say a bad word about that
no.
woman.
No. I know. I love them both. And I feel like any normal person, like, feels that way about them.
Yeah.
I think it's really just these, like, crazed fandoms.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was really, like, the main points that I had. We could talk about Emma Chamberlain's, like, house tour on Architectural Digest.
True.
But I don't know what there is to say besides, like, she's obviously late. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Very much her. It yes. just encapsulates everything about her.
You know what? I love a warm home.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, a warm-toned home.
Yeah. Feels like there were so many, like, good textures. Yes. Like wood, marble, mm-hmm. green. It just was, yeah, it was feeling homey.
Yeah. Apparently all the girls have green kitchens because she said, I saw a photo of, like, a girl with green cabinets. Or, like, I saw a uh-huh. kitchen with green cabinets. And Kendall said the same thing. She's like, I saw, when on her Architectural Digest, mm-hmm. she was saying, I saw a picture of, like, these green cabinets, so I wanted, like, a cool color cabinets. And everyone's like, so AKA Dakota Johnson, because she was the OG
yes.
green cabinets girl. And they all have similar vibes,
mm-hmm.
which they're all amazing. But, like, they all have their own personal twist on it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like Emma's house was just very her.
Mm-hmm. Very fun, very youthful, mm-hmm. but also very, like, warm and cozy.
Yeah, and AKA still elevated and stuff. I loved it. Ugh, it was everything and more. It's really crazy to see just the pipeline of her career.
Yes.
Like, to just think about it is honestly insane.
Wild.
It's wild. And I'm not even saying this to be like, I knew her before she's popular. I truly am not. But I, like, think I subscribed to her or I had watched some of her videos when she had, like, 100K.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe 200K. And just thought she was, like, so funny and mm-hmm. whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, thinking back to that, because I lived in Irvine. I specifically remember finding her videos when I lived in Irvine,
yeah.
which was not that and long ago.
No, I found, like, years ago. I remember watching her videos in Utah when I lived in Utah.
Which makes sense. That yeah. was the same time period.
Yeah.
And it is just, and that's, again, when she started getting traction and blowing up.
I remember seeing, like, maybe 30,000 views on her videos.
Yes. It was like she was not so popular. And I'm just saying, like, thinking back to that moment and thinking, you know, in 5 years from now.
Yeah.
What she's going to become. It, like, the and the pipeline of her career where it's, like, very high-end fashion brands.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, she's this, like, teeny bopper.
Like, everyone knows her.
Everyone knows her and she's, like, going on tour or something. It's like, no.
She's on AD.
Yeah.
She's
on Vogue Australia. Like,
yes.
She's a celebrity at this point.
One of the first.
To what? For celebrities?
Like, celebrities. One of the first, like, influencer content creator to actual celebrity pipeline.
Yeah. Who else
only
do you think is like that?
Well, now Addison Rae and, like, Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah.
But before that, I'm trying to think of other YouTubers who, and I can't really think of anyone who's like that.
Yeah, I feel like there are some really big YouTubers who, don't get me wrong, like, they're very famous. And maybe it's just, like, what I personally just love Emma. So maybe I'm just more involved and I, you know, I see more of her stuff and I engage with it more. But even people like James Charles, it's like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He's super popular. He's famous. But I don't really think of him as, like, a celebrity. I don't know why. I don't think.
Not
lately.
I mean,
I guess I would consider him a celebrity, but.
He went to, like, the Met Gala and stuff. And that was one of the first times, though.
True,
where it's, like, someone. Like, think of, like, Mr. Beast or someone who's, like, huge on YouTube. PewDiePie. Like, all of these people who literally have a billion subscribers.
Survivors.
Like, they're not at the Met Gala. You
That's
know?
What I'm saying. It's like, it's interesting.
It's very rare.
Because, yeah, she has a ton of subscribers, of course. But it's like, there are people who have a lot more.
Yeah.
And they don't have the same type of, like,
yeah.
career as her. And I think another thing about Emma is she creates trends more mm-hmm. than she follows them.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes her unique. Because even thinking about her versus some of these huge YouTubers who, you know, do have the same amount of followers or they have similar opportunities-ish. Like, you look at their style or their house or whatever, what they show on social media, and it's like they just kind of follow trends.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Emma always sticks to her own thing and she
yes.
kind of creates them, which makes her a little bit unique.
Yeah, for sure. She really is one in a million.
Mm-hmm.
A gem we need to protect at all costs.
100%. One day we'll have her on the podcast, guys. Don't worry.
I love when people DM us, like, with just, like, the utmost faith. They'll be like, oh my gosh, get her on the pod. Like, so casually.
Yeah. So
like,
casually.
Okay, go off. Love the faith.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of faith and trust in us. And we love that.
Like, we'll post about, like, literally a huge celebrity. Like, just get him on the pod. Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, we'll reach out.
You think very highly of us, and we are here for it.
We are here for it.
Well, that's about all that I had to say. I loved this episode. It was fun. We could talk for hours.
I was going to say we could talk for another 2 hours because we didn't even touch Kim and Pete. We didn't touch.
I heard they were seen back together again.
I know.
I hope they are. I kind of love them together.
I know. We didn't. Yeah, there's lots that we could talk about that we didn't, but that's okay.
Maybe not.
Maybe best left unsaid.
True. Stop while we're ahead. You know what I mean? Well, make sure you guys go get tour tickets if you want to come see us live. I am beyond
excited.
We literally cannot wait to see you guys and hang out for like a full hour or longer. Oh, by the way, the meet and greets are sold out. We had meet and greet tickets, but those are unfortunately all sold out. So it's general admission now. But anyway, if you want your tickets, like, you really should go get them. Go to our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. You guys can follow along for lots of fun stuff. If you're feeling nice, go ahead and leave us a rating and review. It helps us a ton. We appreciate you guys so much. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.